I want to talk to you today about the art of Thanksgiving. So let's bow our head. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come and hear your word. Father, I thank you that your word has life, it has power, it has so much relevance to where we live and how we live. Father, I pray that you would allow me to share that word today in the area of thankfulness. And God, that we would be changed because we've been in your presence, we've been with your people, and we've been in the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Every time you come into and open the word of God, it should do one of two things, sometimes both. It should either form a brand new belief about God that you have, or it should reinforce something that you know to be true in your life. And just makes it stronger on the inside and makes you have more confidence on approaching God and operating the way that he tells us to operate. And so today I want to talk to you about the art of Thanksgiving. And I came up with that phrase and I thought, you know, that almost sounds like a coffee table book. It almost sounds like you're trying to set your Thanksgiving table like a Martha Stewart or a Rachel Ray or one of the other famous cooking show people, you know, it's got to be done just so. And yeah, there is a certain art to that, but I want to talk to you about Thanksgiving and gratitude and how God has created us to be people who are not just independent. We're not on our own for everything. Thanksgiving and being grateful and showing gratitude shows you can't do it alone. That you must have outside help. Now, many years ago, just about 220 miles or so from this spot, was one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in what was known as the New World. But that was not the first in the world, nor was it the first even in the New World. It is said that even as far back as 1500, in the 1500s, in the early days of exploration, the French celebrated. They celebrated a Thanksgiving service in Texas. It's said that another group celebrated in Jacksonville, Florida, even before the 1600s that most of us see the pictures of the pilgrims and the Native Americans that are there. And so we kind of have this idea of Thanksgiving, but we haven't really fully understood that Thanksgiving is much greater than that. It goes much deeper. In fact, some of the earliest celebrations in the Hebrew calendar had to do with Thanksgiving. It had to do with gratitude. In fact, the Passover feast, church family, believer that's here, the Passover feast, the feast that we have as Christians has become the Lord's Supper. That is a feast of celebration. It is a thankfulness that I can't do this on my own. The children of Israel couldn't have been delivered out of Egypt on their own, but it was because of the supernatural power of God. And we're finding now from those that study these things, we are finding that even the secular world recognizes the power of a thankful heart. The power of a thankful heart. The art of Thanksgiving. Now, some people are just naturally just that way. They will say thank you and please for almost anything. Our society has gotten away from that a lot more. And it's not a good thing to not be a thankful people. We need to be a grateful, thankful people, not a demanding, entitled people. And, you know, working in the retail establishment as I do, yesterday I had the opportunity of being a greeter at my job. I have to tell you, it is the most loathsome job where I work. Nobody really likes that particular job. We stand out there with electronic devices and we say, hi, Welcome to our store. What brings you here today? And if their particular electronic device is broken, it's usually our fault. If the product didn't work correctly, it's our fault. And sometimes it's very personal. And at the end of yesterday, I was scheduled for 3 hours. 3 hours of doing greeting. Now, I would much rather greet in the household of God. Trust me, that would be a coveted position, to greet in the household of God. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the household of faith. Amen. And so one of the things, I was standing there. At the end of that day, I started reflecting at the message that I was going to minister today about the art of thanksgiving. And I thought, Lord, our people have become, I'm talking about our culture, has become so ungrateful and so unthankful. And he said, that's why we need to always have a grateful heart. Because see, thanksgiving shows a humility that says, I can't do it on my own. I needed outside help. Thank you so much. If you've ever had a conversation with Brother Ron LaCoury, he says, thank you, excuse me, and please, more than any adult I have ever met in my entire life. I mean, he says, excuse me and thank you, even on things I'm like, you don't need to apologize and you don't need to say, excuse me. But he goes, my mother taught me.
Sister Mary, am I?
And the Catholic sisters at his Catholic school taught him too. And I just want you to know that being thankful, being grateful, being mannerly is something that God wants all of us to do. And as I said, some of the, I started this service out with 1 Chronicles. But one of the things that came out in my study was that the first thing first point that I want to make to you today is that it is personally powerful. Mm-hmm. Being a person of gratitude is personally powerful. Mm-hmm. Why is it personally powerful, Pastor? That was, you like those P's? Personally powerful, right? Pastor, why? Why? Personally powerful. You're going to get this. Personally powerful. Because it makes a connection to a personal Savior. You see, one of the things that made that first Thanksgiving celebration up in Massachusetts, what most people point to as the first one, where we get some of our traditions, is that it was 3 days long. 3 days of Thanksgiving. 3 days of acknowledging that it was divine intervention that they would have survived that first winter. And it was the help from others. They would not have survived had it not been for the Native Americans that offered food and offered and showed them what to eat. It was a way of being thankful and showing gratitude. You know, 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good and his love endures forever. Psalm 28:7, if you have your Bible there, it says this. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I will give thanks to him. Mm-hmm. Notice what it says. It says, it's recognizing that the Lord is my strength. I'm talking about the art of thanksgiving. Amen. The art of thanksgiving has a personal connection for each one of us. It is personally powerful to know that you can be connected to the Creator of heaven and earth itself. To be connected and to be reliant upon that. It also promotes peace. Having a heart of gratitude promotes peace like nothing else. It promotes peace. And you say, well, what do you mean about promoting peace? Promoting peace. I don't know what you mean. Well, according to most studies regarding that, people who are thankful statistically are less depressed. Did you know that? They're statistically less depressed because they're appreciative that I can't do this on my own. Right? Giving thanks positively changes how your brain works. You could rewire your brain. Think about that for a second. Some of us need rewiring. If you have a heart of thanksgiving, it will help to rewire the neurons in your brain. Because you realize, listen, I can't do this myself. You know, in 12-step programs, one of the first steps has to do with acknowledging that you can't run your life yourself. You can't do it yourself. It has an acknowledgement, has a thanksgiving gratitude aspect to it. And so it promotes peace. It promotes peace. It will give you better overall mental and physical health. You know, God knew that. God knew that when he set things in motion. He knew that. In fact, Colossians 3, 15 through 17 says it this way, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body. Be thankful." Say, be thankful. And then it says, this is how you should be thankful. "Let the word of Christ, the word of Christ, dwell in you richly, teaching, admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs," what? "With thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed," in everything, didn't say for everything, it said in everything, "in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." See, I don't thank God for calamity. I thank God in the middle of calamity. You know why? Because he's my way out. He's my way out, and he's your way out. I don't thank God when sickness or disease strikes. I know where that comes from. John 10:10 tells us, "The thief comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." So when those things happen, when we live in this fallen world and bad things happen to even good people and Christian people, it is not God who sends it. But in the middle of it, I can give thanks. God, you're my victory. You're my answer in this. You are my helper in this. I look to the Lord from whence my help comes from. He will help in any and every situation. And I have to tell you, one of the things that the benefits of this art of thanksgiving for each one of us, the benefits are so amazing. The benefits to you personally, the benefits to our health, the benefits to our relationships. They say that even in marriage situations, if you take time with your spouse and be thankful for the things that connected you in the first place, your marriage will actually change. To actually speak out loud, what is it that you're thankful about for that spouse? Maybe it's not a spouse that you live with. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's an adult child, or even a sister, an adult sister, or an adult brother. And you would say, "I'm thankful for this about them." It reminds me of the story that Reverend Kenneth Hagin, he said that one time he was pastoring in a particular town, and the town scoundrel died. And everybody, you know, everybody went to the funeral just because he was a town person, had a lot of power apparently. And, you know, Brother Hagin went into the funeral, and nobody could find anything positive to say about this man. And Brother Hagin looked into the casket and he said, well, he kind of thought for a minute. He said, "Well, I guess he had a nice face." You know, sometimes we need to look at situations that are difficult in our lives, even difficult relationships. And we need to take the time to find something good to say. What did your mother say? If you can't say anything,
don't say anything.
But you know what our society has learned to do? Our society has learned to tell everybody what's wrong. Because anytime a human being shows up, it's imperfect.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Everybody.
That's right.
And so the minute we start casting stones, we need to remember we live in glass houses. Hallelujah. And you know, so the word gives us an answer here. To live our lives with thanksgiving, it not only promotes peace, but understand something, it's going to promote peace both inside and out. It's going to affect relationships. Now, so I said that it is personally powerful because thanksgiving and gratitude actually connects you to a personal Savior. I said that gratitude and the art of thanksgiving promotes peace both inside and out. Gratitude and thanksgiving actually positions you in a better place to pray. It positions you so that you would actually pray in faith. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says this, don't be anxious about anything. When you start getting worried, when you start getting concerned, when you start getting all tied up on the inside about a situation, the word's got an answer here.
Amen.
It says, do not be anxious about, well, everything but that situation, Pastor, because you don't understand. No, it doesn't say that. It says, do not be anxious about anything but. This is one of those good buts. But in everything, in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Again, your reliance is not on yourself. You're not smart enough to figure that situation out. I don't know who that is right now, but I really sense from the Spirit of God, somebody is really trying to figure out a situation. They're trying to figure something out, and it's causing you to lose sleep. It's causing you to lose peace. I want to tell you, I don't know who you are, if you're watching online or if you're here in person. The Lord just wants you to know, give it to Him. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. I really believe that that's a word of wisdom from somebody supernaturally. That just kind of came up right out of my spirit. It's not in my notes. If, you know, somebody needs to take a hold of that and apply this word. Apply this word because it will set you free. It'll set you free. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the art of thanksgiving will position you in prayer. It will foster faith. I've said this for years, and I didn't come up with it. I'm not that smart. And that is, thanksgiving is the language of faith. Thanksgiving. If you want to know a faith-filled person, they're a thankful person. They're an appreciative person. They're not cocky, they're not proud, and they're not boastful. A thankful person is a person of faith because thanksgiving is the language of faith. Just like you learn to speak another language, and we have many in our church that know more than one language. I would love to know more than one language other than my heavenly language and English. I would love to be able to speak in Czech or speak in Spanish or speak in German or French, you know. I would love to be able to do that. And those people that speak two languages, I have nothing but admiration for you. I really do. And you know, why is it so important to be people of thanksgiving? Because it shows our heart and it shows the world that it's not just about us. It's about those around us. It is about the gospel being preached. I said this earlier, that it would actually not only promote peace within you, but it will promote peace around you. People who are thankful attract other people. It's contagious to be thankful. It's actually contagious to be thankful, to be a thankful person, to be a grateful person with a grateful heart, I will sing songs of praise. Because if you think about it, the Bible tells us, and Nicholas so poignantly shared with us last week,
Amen.
You know, one of our teenagers, you know, the three of them took, the three amigos took the pulpit, you know, last week. We had Abby, we had Nibby, and we had Nick. I mean, they were the trifecta.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And Nick told us, he said, listen, you know, we need a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Because nobody's perfect.
That's right.
The art of thanksgiving lives that truth out and says, I needed a Savior, because where would I be without the Lord? Now, I want you just to think just for a moment. I want everybody to close your eyes right now, because I'm almost done. The art of thanksgiving. I want you to think where you would be if Jesus had not touched your life. I want you to think where you would be. You see, it is the goodness and the kindness of God that causes us to repent. Where was I when He found me? I am so glad that He found me. Aren't you glad? You might have said, well, I found the Lord. No, He found you. He found you. And I want you to know that God, you may open your eyes now. I want you to know and look up to the heavens and just say, thank you, Lord. Can you do that? Amen. Amen. I've said this too. I've said that thanksgiving that is not expressed is just a nice thought. It's just a nice thought. Well, you know, and sometimes, you know, my wife and I have been married for 31 years.
Amen.
Right?
Hallelujah.
And praise God. Right. 31 and a half as of next month.
Okay.
Right? You know, and sometimes we get lazy. And so sometimes this is what happens in the Mitchell household. I'm pulling the curtain back. This is what happens. This is what happens. Right? This is what happens. My wife will say, you didn't mention blah, 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 blah. She got her hair cut. That one's been a repeat offense, right? That one's been a repeat offense, right? And so she'll go, you didn't notice that I got my hair cut.
This does happen.
And I'll go, this is what I'll do. I'll go, and this is true. God knows my heart. I'll go, I was gonna say something. Right? My wife's like, too late now. And I'm like, well, it looks good. She goes, yeah, you're trying too hard.
This does happen.
Right? Right? So, but what about our own personal life with God?
Right.
What have you mentally ascended and gotten lazy that you should have said, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you that you saved me from that car accident.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you provided supernaturally for me to do X, Y, Z. Thank you, Lord, that you gave me a ukulele.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. What are you thankful for? It should become an art for all of us to choose to be, when the area of actually being thankful, we should aspire to not, you know, I started off this illustration that we're not talking about the Martha Stewart or Rachel Ray table, but our lives, we should aspire to be such thankful people that we speak a language of faith and thanksgiving like a master professor. That we actually set a table for those who look at our lives as if we were Martha Stewart or Rachel Ray or whoever your favorite chef is. I used to like Emeril. Bam. Kick it up a notch. We should, when it comes to being thankful people, we should be the most thankful people.
Yes, Lord.
Because what will happen when you're thankful like that, then you can't contain it. You're at your workplace and you're just whistling because you're thinking about that breakthrough you got. And then your coworker says to you, "What's with you?" You're like, "Can I tell you what God did for me? Can I tell you that I was sick? Or can I tell you, I just was thinking about the fact that if I didn't know Jesus, I'd be lost and wretched and miserable. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that I have a job. I'm thankful, as they say in the islands, that you woke me up this morning, Lord. I'm thankful that I have a church to go to. I'm thankful that there's a community of faith that loves me and will pray for me and will be there for me. I'm thankful that I've got a building to meet in. I'm thankful that there is a musical instrument to beat on. I'm thankful that there's equipment, there's lights, there's heat on a cold day. Are you thankful today? Are you thankful that there's a feast waiting for us in the foyer?
Yes.
Are you thankful that we're not starving? Yes. That we're not groveling? Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. God wants so much more for us, and he wants to give you more. If we would just develop the art of thanksgiving, we would be the most envied people on the planet, because nobody would be looking at, "Well, what country are you from? What color's your skin? What culture are you from?" It has nothing to do with that. I am a child of God. And he's my Lord. Glory to God. You start developing that kind of thanksgiving faith. Woo! Yes, and it is a powerful, it's personally powerful. It definitely will connect you to your personal creator, because everything relies on him. Amen. Amen. Bow your head. Thank you, Father. Lord, you've been good to us. Father, as a teenager, you arrested my life. With your love, with your help. You gave me direction. You saved me from myself. Father, I thank you. I thank you today that I have just simply presented the art of thanksgiving to this congregation. And Lord, that they would truly embrace all of your goodness. Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and his love endures forever. Father, we thank you today with a heart of thanksgiving. Lord, we just love you. We honor you today. Father, I pray that if there be anybody today that does not know you, whether online or in person, that they would recognize their need, that they wouldn't be self-sufficient, but they would become God-sufficient. And Father, that you would come and meet them right at that place of need and raise them up in the name of Jesus. It's real simple. If you're here and you, or you're watching online and you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the way you do it. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and you confess him with your mouth, receive his forgiveness. The Bible says you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes, and confession is made unto salvation. So it starts in the heart that it's all about you, Jesus. So right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, you're here today and you want to receive Christ into your life, or you want to recommit your life to Jesus Christ. I want you to raise up your hand or let us know that you're recommitting your life to him. Is there anybody at all? All right. Thank you, Father. If you're watching online, just say this simple prayer out loud after me. Say, Father God, I come to you. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. that He died for my sins, that He was raised from the dead, and that He loves me. I receive His forgiveness, and from this day forth, I call Him my Lord and my Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to know about it. If you're here personally, come and tell me or one of the ministers or leaders that's here. Just let us know. We'd like to give you something for your walk with God. If you are watching online and you want to know more how to walk with God, we'll help you find a church. If you're not local here, we'll help you get going on your walk with God. Now, we are a Spirit-filled church. What does that mean, Pastor? We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts, the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe that God wants to speak to His people supernaturally. And in the middle of my sermon today, there was a word of wisdom that came forth. I want to know if that's you. I want to know if you're the one that is struggling with that situation so that we can pray with you, we can help you, and just agree with you in prayer that God would really truly come and just put His presence to bear and give you the peace that you're longing for. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Well, we're going to have our sending out verse at this time. Let's all stand together, and then they're going to give us some instructions regarding the food. And so here is the sending out verse. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your coming out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121:7-8. God bless you.